Dig this, man. It's the first time the black man ever saw white man. Okay? And this is how they reacted. This is true history. Mm-hmm. Okay? I'm not making this up. They stood their distance. They developed a form of trade called silent trading. Mm-hmm. This is the first form of trading, whereby they were scared of each other. See, the Portuguese approached from the ocean, and the people on the beaches, the fishermen, everybody saw these people and panicked because they had never seen anybody that color. And they saw them in their canoes paddling to the shore. And they ran out and played the congas. That's where it all started from, talking drums. And the message went from village to village. And the kings were asked to come over and meet these strangers. And the people came. That's how naive they were. But you could see the women were all naked up to the waist. And it was like gold dust all over their bodies. They were glittering in the sunset as they approached with the king being cattle on the carried on the pedestal coming over there. So they approached, settled down, and the Portuguese came. They gave themselves about 100 yards. Then they stood at their own distance because they didn't want to touch each other. The Portuguese came to the middle to about 50 yards and put some clothes and fake jewelry out there. And the Africans would come back with a pound of gold dust and put it right there and run back and pick the, you know, other thing out. So in Ghana, the language Fante actually came from a mixture of Portuguese and the African Swahili.
That's heavy, bro. Mm-hmm.
That's
real heavy.
Deja vu. I'm not sending a home. goes on. Living life in the red zone. Sometimes I feel like I don't want to sing. Then I think about you, baby, and I know I've got to stand up. Standing in the wings. Stand up, stand up, stand up. You reached in and drew a string of lights all around my heart. You comfort me, yes, and you walk me through the dark.